Restoring the reefs of old. Jacob Dykes visits an ambitious project to restore oyster reefs in Essex waters. Perhaps it's something primordial, the unmistakable taste of the oyster. That rush of flavour has matured through the tangled web of oceanic life. Anthropologists, who subscribe to the aquatic ape theory of human evolution, believe that our fascination with shellfish stems from a reliance on omega-3 fatty acids, iodine and zinc, nutrients that quicken the cerebral development of modern humans. In South Africa's Pinnacle Point Cave, where the earliest artifacts of Homo sapiens have been found, lies evidence that about 150,000 years ago, our ancestors shifted from a terrestrial diet to the fish and shellfish of the coast. Perhaps then, the oyster's flavour is a reminder of our ancient dependency on the sea. Today, they're being dispatched off the side of a boat at West Mersey in the Blackwater Estuary in Essex. The waters are still, save for the metronomic splash of shallow waves against the hull. The shrieks of black-headed gulls fill the air, terns swooping to evade their wing beats overhead. On the deck, the arm of a JCB thrusts into a pile of shells, scooping up tons of oysters, scallops and mussels. Tossed overboard, this material plunges downward, coarse shells scuffing together as they descend. Since 2011, oyster fishermen, NGOs, marine ecologists and government conservation bodies have joined forces under the Essex Native Oyster Restoration Initiative, ENORI, with the aim of restoring living oyster reefs to Essex waters. So far, they have dropped tens of thousands of mature oysters, along with hundreds of tons of empty shells to serve as a settlement substrate, into an experimental restoration plot that forms part of a 284 square kilometre marine conservation zone –